There were times I didn't eat for days, because even in nature. Now, if I had to, could I you know, eat bugs or whatnot and this and that? Yeah, I could. But that's more of a personal preference type of thing. You know, if I know I'm not starving to death yet, then I'm not going to worry about it. You know, I believe that, you know, all will be provided. You know, and it will.
Were you conscious of how you were changing in your time out there?
Yes, very conscious. I mean, as far as the animals go, I could literally. One of the reasons it wasn't that hard for me to survive in the literal sense out there is the fact that I could walk, say, within a dozen feet of a deer, and a deer wouldn't recognize me as a threat. You know, I mean, I realized that. You know, the weirdest thing that I came across out there, though, was, and my brother, I told you, is an artist. Okay, years and years ago, when I was in the Navy, okay, I remember I'm being out at sea once, and he used to send me, you know, letters. He did draw pictures. He sent this picture of me one time, and I never understood it. And it was a picture of me. He drew me, but as a mountain man. Okay, and I had on this very specific outfit and stuff. I had this full beard, okay, and I'm holding this knife, this particular knife he drew, and stuff like this and that. Now, this is what's bizarre about it, okay? When I was out there, it was Christmas Eve, before I got caught. Christmas Eve before and stuff out there. And I remember it was cold. Okay, it was actually kind of spitting a little bit of sleet, you know, a little bit down and up. And then I come up over this rise, and there was a bunch of hogs out there. Well, there again, you know, you're cautious when you come across that. I froze. They hadn't seen me. You don't want to just go walk out in the middle of them, you know. I instinct, you know, pulled out my knife and stuff, and I'm standing there, and it dawned on me at that moment, down to the pose of how I was standing, including the knife and the way I was dressed, that's the picture my brother drew all those years ago, you know, but that was the picture. And that happened out there. And that's one of the times when you become consciously aware of how you have changed, you know, like that. You know, I had it for a while there when it was cold out. I had a full beard, you know. But then, you know, it gets to a point, and then I shaved that off. But I mean, it's not like I would, you know, shave on a daily basis or anything like that. You know, I mean, it's not like I looked in a mirror every day. You know, the mirror out there is the pond water or whatever. You know, you're looking at. But consciously understanding when I was changing, yeah, I was changing. You know, the truth is, though, too, is despite what I went through physically, despite them saying I was sick or whatever and this and that when I came in, physically, I'm in better condition now than I was when I went out there.
How so? I mean, how?
Physically, I can feel the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, look, I may be 51 years old, and this is another thing you would notice about me. Okay, like my hair. Okay. You put me out there, outside, and in 2 weeks my hair will be blonde again.